Pity poor Harvard. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The New York Times this week ran a story about how employees at Harvard, the incubator for Obamacare, finally got the same letter that a lot of us got, a letter explaining that because of new Obamacare benefits, they would have to start paying more. Members of the arts and sciences faculty voted in a landslide to reject the changes, but the vote came too late, and they now face an annual deductible of $250 and a $20 copay for an office visit. And I know you're having trouble holding back the tears, aren't you? Professors at a university with an endowment of $32.3 billion having to endure a copay. And of course, Obamacare critics reveled in the schadenfreude. Pity party thrown for Harvard faculty who loved Obamacare until it hit them, said one conservative website. And it even came up at the White House briefing.
Isn't that a little bit hypocritical that some of the president's supporters at Harvard are saying, this is a great deal for America, but when I've got to pay more, it's terrible.
But here's the really weird thing about this latest Obamacare skirmish. The changes at Harvard requiring a deductible and a copay are exactly what Obamacare critics have been demanding as a way to hold down costs. So why are conservatives scolding Harvard for finally ending the free lunch? It's the liberals who should be scolding Harvard for daring to impose a charge on people at precisely the moment they're sick, or frankly, for charging anything at all. Heck, with an endowment of $32.3 billion, I'm surprised Harvard has the balls to charge tuition. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.